Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Gossip, Pretty Malik, I've missed it. What have we got?
Kylie Jenner and the family were out celebrating at Catch in LA, Chris.
I just missed them.
Oh, you did? Well, you missed this then. So they were all out. There was a car accident that happened between Kylie Jenner and her mom, Kris Jenner's car. So Kylie Jenner gets out of the car. She was not driving. Her driver backs up Kylie's car into Kris Jenner's $400,000 Rolls Royce Ghost. The license plate hangs off the bumper of Kris Jenner's car. So that's going to the shop. I wonder who pays.
For them, it's just a... You know who I spoke to?
Who?
I spoke to Corey.
Oh, nice.
Corey. I'm speaking to Corey. Corey is Kris Jenner's...
Partner. Yeah.
They've been together for years.
Years.
He was lovely because he was standing right in front of me. You know, I went to the NBA game.
Right.
And had Kim Kardashian sitting directly in front of me. I mean, like an arm's length away.
Yeah.
With the kids. Who were the kids? I don't know which kids they were.
I think it was her son and her son's friends.
None of them were, it wasn't North or South or...
No, it wasn't the girls. It was the boys.
It was the boys. Yeah, they were the boys. So, I mean, I was like only 3 feet away from Kim the entire night. Mm. And then Corey came through and he was standing there. And it was funny because he wasn't allowed to move for a moment because LeBron James and the Lakers were coming out. So they held him.
Yeah.
So he was like just in front of me, like, you know, and I was like,
did you say hi?
Yeah, I said, hey, Corey, how are you? He's like, hey, nice to meet you. What's your name? Like, Chris. But it was nice because for some reason I felt like he was, I don't know, maybe standoffish.
No, we met him before with Kris Jenner.
Oh, we had met him before?
Oh, really? Yes. When we interviewed Kris Jenner years ago.
I didn't know that.
He was here. He was lovely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, not now, but I'll tell you next. I got into an altercation, though, at the game.
Oh, here we go. What a surprise.
Not even a surprise. It's like we're not even shocked. It's a normal sentence.
Yeah, I had to call the manager.
Oh, wow. Big shock.
That's coming up. Okay, so what else have you got for
Giselle
us?
Giselle Bundchen has addressed rumors that she cheated on ex-husband Tom Brady with her jiu-jitsu instructor. This was the rumor as to why their marriage ended. You know, they were married from 2002 until 2022, but in a new interview, Giselle says that is absolute lies. She said women always take the blame when they leave unhealthy relationships. They're not looking at the man, and they were looking at a scapegoat. She did say she's in a new relationship, but did not name
who it is.
Who it was?
Well, I mean, we know who it is, but she didn't name him.
You know, the thing is, there. I mean, jiu-jitsu. Have you guys? Do you know what you get into when you get jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, we've seen the photos of Giselle.
Yeah, like if you've got a guy.
I don't know.
Okay, so if you, for example, let's say you had a partner.
Yeah.
All right, you had a boyfriend or husband.
Whatever it is,
if you started doing jiu-jitsu, you have another man on top of you.
Okay.
Right? Because it's BJJ. It's on the mats. You are so pressed together. Like, it is an intimate thing.
Yeah, it's very intimate.
I mean, obviously it's not. But, like, that is a big thing there. Like, I'd like to ask that question.
Right.
Are you okay with your wife or partner having a male jiu-jitsu partner?
But they're fighting, no?
Yeah, they're fighting, but they're all over each other. Like, you get yourselves into some really, really interesting positions.
Is that why you enjoy going?
Idiot. I mean,
is that it?
And finally, if you've seen Irish Wish on Netflix.
I sure have.
This is the only reason I want to do the story. Lindsay Lohan stars in it. It's got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well deserved.
Aww.
I mean, it was fine. It was a cringy rom-com. However, Ireland Tourism, like the Board of Tourism in Ireland.
Oh, we loved it.
They're really happy about the movie because it debuted at number one on Netflix. So they're hoping more people go to Ireland because of the movie.
That's sweet.
So watch the movie and go to Ireland, okay?
Good on everybody.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you. Thank you. Top of the evening, no matter where you are listening to us from around the world. Hey, hit us with your tag, Pretty, and your best Irish accent.
Peace out. How do you say peace?
Come on.
Peace out home phrase.